feel like I should be standing and dancing. Good morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Alderman Don Paul Brown, but you can call me Don. And that was the Funky Kaylee by Black 47 in honor of St. Patrick's Day week here in Waukesha. And proud to say I'm Waukesha's favorite Irishman. No disrespect, Mayor Riley. Today we are honored to have as our guest Alderperson Elizabeth Moultson, who I believe was not born to play the Funky Kaylee, but she is Waukesha born and bred and a graduate of Waukesha South High School. And can anyone guess why I've mentioned Beth's affiliations with Black Shirt Nation?
Good morning, Don. I cannot guess why you won.
Sure you can. The basketball team.
Oh, yes.
Our mighty Black Shirts men's varsity team bested the First Nationals of Maguanago in Burlington in the house that Tony built in overtime, 45-43. Tonight at 7 p.m., they play the Eagles of Racine Case in Maguanago, and the winner of that game goes to state. So again, the legend, the year to remember continues for our beloved Black Shirts. And congratulations to Coach Bo Richter and his men, their parents, families, and all the alumni of Black Shirt Nation that have really gone hog wild in their support. It really is an exciting time and looking forward to telling you more about it. I was there at the game last Thursday night. Senior Marshawn Robinson led the Black Shirts with 12 points. Tyron Cook had 11 points and the game-winning assist to Brady Hennis, who scored the game-winning basket and added 8 points. And a very exciting game, and looking forward to more fun tonight in Maguanago. So anyway, Beth, we're delighted to have you here. Beth is my colleague on the city council. And what else should we say? Oh, Beth and I were also, on the losing side of the redistricting initially when that was announced last fall. But fortunately for Beth, incumbent Steve Johnson, his election is not till next year. So Beth gets to run for the 8th district. Steve hangs on to the 10th district. And I understand he's not going to be seeking reelection. Is that true? Do you know?
He said that he's retiring, but you know, of course that decision's up to him, and he'll decide that a year from now.
Sounds great. Terrific. So, but let's start, Beth. Why did you decide to run, that was in 2019, and why are you running for reelection?
Well, I super love this city. I grew up here. My predecessor gave a lot of notice when he gave up his seat, so it gave me time to think about it. It's a wonderful way to serve the community, and you look for a volunteer opportunity to use your talents to benefit the city. And I got some priorities I'd like the cities to work on, such as sustainability and walkable neighborhoods and building resiliency, and I think our city is very responsible that way. So one of my things that I'm very proud of is gaining sustainability goals for the city's comprehensive plans that's coming out in 2022, so I look forward to working on those types of goals. I just really love the job, and I like the campaigning, and I like helping my citizens and constituents solve problems. So I like the job. I'd very much like to be reelected.
Sounds great. Hey, before we continue to just want to extend our apologies to the listeners. We're still working out some audio issues here. For anyone that's a fan of the Talking Heads, when you've seen the movie Stop Making Sense, that's kind of the approach where, like with David Byrne coming out on the stage by himself with his guitar and a boombox, that's kind of what we're working on here at Walk Radio. So we appreciate your patience and better days to come. But back to Beth. How has the redistricting shaped your approach to leading your redesigned district, and how has this impacted your reelection campaign? I imagine there's been a lot of pivots and a lot of new neighbors to meet.
Yes, exactly. I think about 40% of my people are new to the 8th district, so I spent a lot of time nights and evenings, and that process is ongoing, just to introduce yourself. And some people don't know they've been redistricted, and I know the city has attempted to communicate with them. But it's a change, and I just have enjoyed meeting the new people. But it's not, you started at a different point from the people that you've already met and that you've already been working with. So it's an ongoing process.
Terrific. And you've enjoyed meeting some of the new folks?
Oh, they're wonderful. Some people wonder what you're doing because there's not a lot of occasions to bang on everybody's door, but it's a wonderful insight into what people are thinking.
Terrific. So, what else was I going to... Oh, what would you say has been your biggest accomplishment as a council member?
Well, I think the sustainability one is my favorite, but there's lots of other things. I'm on the finance committee, so we've been through the budget with a fine-tooth comb, and I understand that the city is very fiscally responsible, and we've done a lot of big projects with the interest rates being so low, but I think those are tapering off, and we'll just continue to maintain the city more as a maintenance thing instead of a big project thing.
Sounds good. Jason, how close are we to break?
We got about 5 minutes or so.
But sounds great. Okay, good. I want to make sure I'm on track here. So, sure. I noticed too, Beth, you've had a pretty extensive career in the legal industry, and I believe it too. You are a full-time mom. Is that correct?
I was a full-time mom when the kids were younger. At the time, my husband was an Air Force pilot, so he did a lot of traveling for a living. So our consistency at home was me raising the children, and I super enjoyed getting a chance to do that. As I got back into the workforce, I became an assistant to a number of lawyers over the years, and I've been very fortunate that that's been successful for me.
Sure. And how has this shaped your worldview and your work as a council member? Because that's pretty unique, you know, full-time mom, but also some extensive work in the legal industry.
I think you just need to learn to listen to lots of different people and let them hear their ideas and why they think that, and make sure that you make your own decisions from a well-rounded perspective, that lots of people have something to offer, and you just need to pay attention.
Sounds great. Terrific. Hey, and then before I forget, I mentioned it's Irish American Heritage Month and St. Patrick's Week coming week, but it's also Women's History Month here in March, and I know that
I did not know that
women's causes are important to you. And so what would you believe you're doing in your work at the local level to promote women's issues?
Well, sometimes it's just lead by example. You know, there aren't very many women on the council, and sometimes if you just do it, other people can see themselves in that role. So I would encourage any woman, or actually anyone that's interested in serving on the council, it's a wonderful experience. You learn all about the city. There's so much more work going on behind the scenes than I, you know, knew about in the past. We have such dedicated public servants working at the city that I'm very supportive of their operations. I would like a range, excuse me, I'd like a range of people to be on the council. One of the reasons I like having such a large council is you get better representation with lots of different viewpoints from lots of different areas of the city. So I would not be supportive of lowering the number of council members, even though wrangling the 15 of us can be a little bit difficult for the city. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that answers the question.
Yeah. No, it does, actually. So, hey, then, Beth, you know, the election for our city council and some of their local elections are April 5th. So mark, excuse me, your calendar. But another date I want to point out to everybody is March 22nd. And that's the day that in-person absentee voting becomes available. That starts Tuesday, March 22nd. It goes Friday through April 1st, 8 a.m. to 4:30. And then on the last day, Friday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, it goes till 5 p.m. And I encourage everybody, especially those concerned about fair elections, show up in person at the clerk's office in City Hall and get the job done. Gina Kozlik, the clerk and her team, they work with very high integrity. And to me, that I think that's the greatest way to guarantee getting your vote in, rocking the vote, and not worrying about any type of nonsense. But I, you know, we're hoping to have Gina on the show, and she's been in communication to talk about how Waukesha handles its elections, how they train the judges, and it's always been a very dignified and high integrity process. So I want to, and I'm sure Elizabeth agrees with me that, you know, get out and vote. Your vote counts, and trust the system and the process. And for any questions, you know, definitely give Gina a call in the clerk's office or anyone at the clerk's office at City Hall, or show up in person. So terrific. What is next here for Beth? So yeah, what else have you been doing with the campaign? What kind of fun have you been having, or any events, or?
It has been fun. I do want to echo your thoughts about Gina. She's a wonderful clerk. She does a great job. She's more than happy to show you how the process works and where the ballots live and how they take it step by step. And if you get an absentee ballot, please mail it back as soon as possible. As far as the fun on the campaign trail, I've got a couple of candidate meet and greets coming up. I've done a lot of canvassing. I developed all of my campaign literature in the past month so that I could spend the month of March meeting the voters and talking to them while they're, you know, in anticipation of the election. If you talk to people too early, they're not ready to talk about it. And of course you run out of time because I have about 1,100 addresses in my district. Sure. And I have attempted to talk to each one, or at least give them an opportunity. And if anybody would like to call, my phone number is, of course, on the city website.
Sounds great. Terrific. Well, we're going to jump to a quick break, but stick around. We have more to discuss with Alderperson Elizabeth Molson of the 8th District.